And so, because we assume you are wanting to create those bodily conditions quickly, we will address the subject of wrong. How to bring yourself to the state of passionate wanting so that you will be that powerful creator regarding this subject. Now, there is something that we must tell you in order for you to understand more clearly how all of this will work for you. You are much more than you see here in this physical body. As you look at yourself, you see a wondrous being, indeed, but you do not see the complete being. For there is another part of you that exists now as this part exists here in this dimension. Many of you acknowledge that there was something before this life, and many of you believe or want to believe that there will be something beyond this life experience. What we are wanting you to understand is that as you exist now in this physical body, that there is another part of you that exists within the inner dimension. And we will call that part of you the inner being. That inner being has been communicating with you from the time that you were born through your emotion. The very emotion that you feel is communication from that inner being. When you are thinking about something that is in harmony with what you are wanting, your inner being offers you positive emotion. When you are thinking about something that you are not wanting, your inner being offers you negative emotion. When you are physically near something that is of advantage to you, something that leads you in the direction of what you want, your inner being offers you positive emotion. When you are physically near that which is in danger, that which you do not want, your non-physical inner being offers you negative emotion. This communication has been agreed by you in the physical and you in the inner world to be a feeling rather than a thought in the beginning. Because while you are thinking other things, you are not receptive to thought. But the feeling may come forth under all conditions. Friends, there are only two emotions. One feels bad and one feels good. The good one is what we call positive emotion. The one that feels bad is negative emotion. You call them all sorts of different things based upon the physical experience that you are having. But from our perspective, the love, the peace, the joy, the exhilaration, the satisfaction, all of those are positive emotions, and they all feel pretty much the same. Differing degrees, of course, but they are wonderful feelings. The negative emotions, such as the pain, despair, loneliness, guilt, doubt, fear, anger, those emotions are the negative emotions, and they all feel pretty much the same. And they feel pretty rotten. If you will recognize that the emotions that you feel are indeed your guidance system, that that inner part of you is offering, then you will have a guidance system that will really work for you. You may trust your inner being, for that part of you remembers all that you have been. You have lived thousands of physical and non-physical life experiences. You do not remember it, for it is part of your agreement. But what we are wanting you to understand is that you are more than you see here in this body, and that you have access to that greater knowing, to that greater guidance, to that greater wisdom, if you will allow the emotion to guide you. You have heard us say to you that when you are focused in the direction of what you think you want and great, powerful, positive emotion comes forth, then you are greater and faster in your creating. And that is because you have access to inner world. All of the universe now is working with you upon the subject of your desire. You are doing it, and you may attract in the direction of what you want, or you may attract in the direction of what you do not want. You are the one who chooses the direction by choosing the thought that you are thinking, or the words that you are speaking, or the action that you are taking. And now we will offer you a three-step process for the bringing about of those ideal body conditions that you seek. The first step is to get happy. In other words, you are about to go into your workshop, which is step two. But before you go into your workshop, step one is to bring yourself to a happy state of being. Sometimes you wake up just feeling as if you are in that state of being. You already feel happy. If that is the case, go to your workshop. Now, what we mean by workshop is not some place that is strange or hard to find. It is simply a place where you can go, where you are alone, not distracted by whatever else may be happening around you. where you may sit and see yourself as you are wanting to be. The place is not important. The time of day is not important. What is important is that first you bring yourself to a happy state of mind, and that you go there for 10 or 15 minutes where you ponder the subject of your desire to the point that you get excited about it. Bring forth from inner being communication that says, yes, we are in harmony and all of the universe is assisting you. For that is what joy is saying to you. That is what joyful goosebumps are saying to you. That is what that peaceful, joyful, loving, wondrous feeling is about. It is communication saying, yes, the subject of your thought is being done now, you see. All of you have had experiences that bring you a sort of lift. Sometimes it is the hearing of a particular music. Sometimes it is watching your animal friends or watching water that is moving. For each of you it is different, and usually the same thing does not continue always. And so we say to you, begin looking about, finding ways to get happy, and then use whatever way is working best for you in any day to bring yourself to a happy state of mind. And once you feel that you're happy, sit for a moment and begin to work in your workshop. You see, you are physical beings here focused in a world of example. There is some of everything around you, just as there is some of everything in the universe. We encourage you, as you are moving through your day, to look for things that you want. Look for character traits in others. Look for state of health in others. Look for state of physical apparatus in others. Look for cars you like in others. Look for beautiful things that you want to attract into your experience everywhere you go. Whether it is a physical car, whether it is the physical dollars, whether it is a state of health, whether it is a personality trait. Look for that in others, in this wondrous example of your world, and collect that data little by little. That in itself will begin to make you a happier person as you set about in every day looking for things you want. One of the things that makes Esther happiest is music, listening to music. Every now and again she will hear a recording that sends her soaring. Another thing that makes her happy is to go shopping. Not necessarily going buying, but to go shopping. That makes her happy. The reason that she feels happy as she is there is because she is physically near much of that which she wants. It is law. When you are physically near the subject of that which you want, your inner being will offer you happiness. If you will go about your physical day looking for things that make you happy, you will begin to collect data so that when you go into your workshop, you have some frame of reference. And you may begin bringing all of the things that you saw outside into your workshop.